Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirshner. The video game Grand Theft Auto is off the charts violent. It's rated M for mature. A new video game out this year may be the first to earn the rating E for English majors.
When I first took up my abode in the woods, my house was not finished. It was a pleasant hillside where I worked, covered with pine woods, through which I looked out on the pond and a small open field in the woods where pines and hickories were springing up.
A house in the woods? A pond? Yeah, we said this is a video game, and you guessed it. It's about Walden. Very cool.
Video game designer Tracy Fullerton read the book as a teenager, like a lot of us, and now she's created a video game that lets players take on the role of Thoreau, catching fish in the pond and tromping into town to do odd jobs for a little spending money.
Walden, a game, took Tracy and her team at the University of Southern California's Game Innovation Lab 8 years to make, and it debuts next week as part of the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. And Tracy joins us now for a preview. Tracy Fullerton, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. I have to say, Scott, if I could just start, Walden doesn't necessarily strike me as great video game material at first blush. So I'm wondering how you decided to turn it into a video game.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. At first blush, it doesn't seem to be the kind of content that most video games cover. But if you actually dig deeply into it, you'll see that Thoreau set himself a kind of experiment, if you will. And there's a system underlying that experiment. And you can play with that experiment yourself. And so that's what we're inviting players to do, is to take on the experiment in living that he set for himself in 1845.
Can you walk us through the game a little bit? You know, what do you do? What do you see? Do you start by building a cabin?
Sure. You begin in the summer of 1845, and your cabin is sort of half built, and you can get right to work finishing that off if you want to. But you can also take the time to wander the woods and explore and look for the small beauties, inspirations that you can find there. And so it's really up to the player how they spend their time in this experiment. And that's
Tracy, can I just jump in here?
The question.
Can I just jump in? Because I presume that what the gamers see is an exact replica of what's at or what was at Walden in Thoreau's time?
It's very accurate. We have spent a lot of time working with historians and researchers. We actually began with Thoreau's own surveys of the pond to build the outlines of the pond, and then we've used more modern U.S. geographic data to build the contours of the landscape. All of the flora and fauna are based on close readings of his text and going to the pond, visits to the pond to get the essence of the place.
The essence of the place. So we want to play a little bit of the trailer from the game, Walden. Here it is. I can see how it might be an immersive experience, but tell us about the soundscape that gamers hear while playing Walden.
Sure. The soundscape was built by Michael Sweet, and he actually is a composer and sound designer who lives just a stone's throw from the pond itself. So he recorded all of the animals that you hear in the soundscape, and those are built as you play. They change day to day in the game. They change during each time of day, each season. So it will feel different, both in how it looks and how it sounds.
So, Tracy, do you envision that teachers are going to use the game in classrooms? And have you gotten any early reaction from teachers about what they think about Walden the game?
We've gotten actually a number of requests from teachers to use the game. It's not primarily intended as educational tool. It's actually intended for more broad use. And so we do hope that teachers will use it, but we also hope that players of games and people who are just generally interested maybe in experiencing what it would be like to live as Thoreau, we hope that they'll play the game.
Tracy, I have to ask you something, though. I mean, Walden is one of those books in the American canon that is held up as, you know, this is a book that you read in order to enter the contemplative space of Henry David Thoreau's mind, right? Like,
yes.
It's a book that encourages you to do what Thoreau did, is to go outside, be of nature, observe, watch the ants, on the log. And yet here we are saying it's a video game which people would play inside, disconnected from nature. I mean, don't you feel the tension there a little bit?
I think what's interesting is you nailed it yourself. It's a book that calls you to go outside, and this is a game that also calls you to go outside. It's a book that's particularly, I think, difficult for young people today to get through. It's rather written in a rather dry style and a bit verbose, if you will. But it also has some really wonderful things that young people today need to think about. You know, Thoreau was writing at a time when the pace of life was speeding up, and communication and transportation was speeding up, and you know, he was contemplating, how should we spend our time in our lives when the world is moving so quickly? And I think these are questions that people need to contemplate today even more. And so if they reach those questions, if they are introduced to those questions through video game, and that sends them to a connection to nature and out and the outdoors, I think that is a wonderful thing.
And you know, Tracy, I want to point out to Meghna here for a second that, you know, people, there's a thing called a laptop. People could take their laptop to Walden Pond and play the game in the outdoors, you know?
That's the innovation and tech reporter.
Yeah, I predict we're going to see
that. I will be the resident Luddite here and say, no, keep your digital devices out of Walden.
So, Tracy, just can you talk a little bit more about the objective of the game? Is there a score? Can you win? Can you die in the game?
You can't die, but you can faint. So if you don't pay attention to things like food and fuel and shelter, you can actually faint, and you'll sort of, respawn at your cabin or at a campfire. The conceit there is that, you know, he wasn't that far from town. We assume there are friends that could have helped him. But the score, if you will, is the writing of the Book of Walden. So as you move through the game, as you survive, but also look for these inspirations through the woods, you're collecting these arrowheads that each have a piece of the Book of Walden, and you're collecting them in an in-game journal. Thoreau was actually a very famous journaler. It's how he came up with all of the material for his book, as he actually drew on his journals. And so as you collect this material, you are building your own version of his time at Walden. And so your score, if you will, is the depth and complexity of that journal that you build.
Hmm. When's the game coming out, and how are people going to be able to play it?
It will be coming out later this year, so probably in the fall of 2016, and it will be on PC, Mac, and consoles.
So can you tell me a little bit more about this kind of game? Because, you know, Scott and I were having a little bit of fun at the beginning of this segment and talking about, you know, when you think of video games, you think of Grand Theft Auto, you think of Warcraft, you think of all of these other games which are action games. I mean, at the Game Innovation Lab at USC, is there a lot of interest in these different kind of games that don't involve blowing things up or aliens?
There's a tremendous amount of interest, and not just at the Game Innovation Lab. We're particularly well known for having pioneered this area of what I'll call reflective play. Play that is not necessarily, focused on aggression or competition, but more on creating a space of contemplation or reflection. So we're particularly well known for that. But there's actually a lot of interest in exploration games and story games that has arisen via the indie game movement. So, when you say, we think of all of these games like Grand Theft Auto, of course we think of those games just the same way as we think of films that are big action-adventure films. But we also think of films that are smaller, more personal stories that do have a sort of contemplative pace and tone. And I think that there's room in the medium of video games for all of these kinds of experiences.
So you talked to a lot of Thoreau scholars while you were making this game. I'm curious, what was the most unusual reaction you got when you explained what you were doing, and what did they contribute to the game?
Well, they contributed an amazing amount of detail. So if you experience the game, you'll see that it's very detailed. And while it's not every aspect of it is historically accurate, because we just had to shrink some spaces and things like this, it's very detailed and accurate. But one of the greatest reactions I got was from Jeff Kramer, who's a curator at the Walden Woods Project. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned to me that, You know, Thoreau actually was an inventor himself. He had a patent on a better pencil, and he actually had interest in the new technologies of his day. So while he was critical and wanted us to really think twice about how we spend our time and how we let the pace of these new inventions drive our lives, he wasn't entirely opposed to them either. And so, to me, that was a really interesting response.
In the last minute that we have, Tracy, I'm wondering, you know, we mentioned earlier that you had read the book in your younger years. In making the game, is there anything new that you discovered about Thoreau or about Walden that you didn't appreciate from reading the book before?
Yes. So when I was very young and I read it, I focused on the ants and battles and the animals.
Yeah.
And then when I got older and I was in college, I focused, of course, on more of the sort of, you know, civil disobedience aspects and the sort of critique of society. But now, you know, for me as even older adult, I see how much it's about balance. I see how much it's about, you know, spending each day questioning, you know, the time we spend on different tasks and making sure that we have balance in our lives.
Well, Tracy Fullerton is professor of cinematic arts and director of the Game Innovation Lab at the University of Southern California. Her newest game is Walden, a game. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I should also say that Tracy is going to be offering a preview of Walden the Game for the public at the Walden Woods Project in early February. We've got more information on that at radioboston.org. And Scott, I'm going to steal a line from Thoreau himself and say that one should endeavor to live a life in which he is imagined, and he will meet with success unexpected in the common hours. So Thoreau gets the last word today. You don't think anything of that?
I just imagine reading that on my iPad on the beach at Walden Pond.
Okay, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirshner. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.